Keelan Small Talk episode 16. I have two very special guests tonight. One's been here a thousand times, and the second one, it's a grand debut for Mr. Younes Lakhdar.
Just here to listen, guys.
Are you though? You're not gonna talk much, eh? It's okay. So, without further ado, let's take these shots of tequila and get this shit started.
Okay, Rami, I know you don't drink. Well, here you go.
Got you some water.
That's my shot of water.
Yep, same here.
It's just water.
This is huge.
It's an ounce. It looks huge.
Okay.
like his back. His pussy is great.
It has been a while since I shot an episode. It's been hard for me and Adi to get together to get the ball rolling. But I'm here and I had a few questions for you, Rami.
Hey.
I see you've been going hard with the motivational workout videos on Instagram.
Yeah.
You want to tell me a little bit about that?
Of course. Well, I've been working on it for a while since actually the lockdown. It's something that it's really, really matter to me because I think, well, for personal experience, this is what I used to do every morning, watch like motivation speech, following like, you know, like people like Tony Robbins and Joe Maya Rosanna and even Joe Rogan also. But I think when I start to really think about it is when the whole lockdown happened, and because probably this is the best thing that happens for me.
The best thing that happened to you? What do you mean, the lockdown?
The lockdown.
Okay.
It's actually kinda very interesting because probably like I'm one of the few that I love what happened to me and the lockdown.
I think you're not the only flu. Sorry to interrupt. I think it's a lot of people rearrange your priorities. So as bad as it sounds,
100%,
it was kind 100%. Of a good thing for a lot of people.
What I mean by that is because they give you this whole lockdown gave people the opportunities to think about themselves. You know, think about what they really want in life. Whatever it's going bad or wrong or good in their life, they can, you know. For me personally, this is the first time that I could take moments from me and not being always at work and rushing and trying to make the best of it. You know, I start walking outside. I start, you know, of course, I didn't stop working out, but I stopped working out more on myself, more than on my body. And I realized that the mindset that I had before, like way back, was wrong. Like not wrong, but it's like wasn't like my lifestyle that I wanted to change. And it just gave me all the time because I only had this time to do it. It's like really work on myself. And I started like reading books, writing, and it gave me a lot of time to see also the experience of people and the struggle that other people have on their own life and, you know, mine as well. So it's very, like, you know, it's very important to know that your mindset is so much important in your life. You know, it's the most powerful thing. And I think people not put that aside, but the more thing about, you know, their body or the lifestyle and what they want to do on weekends and what they want to buy this and that. And I think that people are confusing happiness and pleasure, which is two different things completely.
Of course, so, pleasure is almost temporary.
So yeah, and exactly. I always said that pleasure, it's something that you see, that you have between your hands, and happiness is something that you feel, that whatever makes your soul happy, you know what I mean? Just by giving an example, like pleasure is like, you know, going out and having a glass of wine, you know, buying some stuff or.
So like
short-term emotion. That's what I mean by that. It's a short-term emotion.
It's kind of like dopamine. It's like a drug.
Exactly. Yeah. But happiness and I actually ask people and on my video, it's the number one question that I'm asking. It's what do you want? Like, how many times do you ask yourself in your day, what do I really want in my life? Like, what makes me happy?
No, because we're so busy with what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. We're so busy in our own life. Always, you know, trying to get a promotion at work, make other people happy, trying to get to your day and finish it. But are you really happy? Like, are you really, do you come back at home and tell yourself, okay, well, today was like a really good day because I made something out of myself. And I think the best example I can give to people and whoever, like everybody who knows him, it's Robin Williams. Mm-hmm. I actually, like, you know, I didn't really know Robin Williams. Like,
he was very depressed.
Yeah, I don't even know him. Like,
who's Robin Williams?
The actor Robin
Williams. The actor Robin Williams.
The comedian. Pop culture is really.
Yeah, he's one of the what like
played
one
in Miss Doubtfire.
Famous act, yeah. Comedian actor.
He's one of the. He's probably
in
my opinion one of the best.
One of the best ever. Like comedy actor, and I didn't like I knew him before.
Jumanji, bro.
Oh yeah.
I knew him before, but I didn't like read
still
on him.
Still don't know.
Yeah. Huh.
What? Still don't know.
No, anyways,
no, sorry.
Okay, so I read on him and something that really like kept my mind is like he made. So I'm gonna give you an example, and that could be anybody, any human being, any normal human being could not be an actor. Somebody like you know in their normal life, and he made everybody around him happy. He won all the Oscars, all the trophies. He has a beautiful family, kids. He wanted to be the best comedy actor. He did it. He wanted to be like non-comedy, but like dramatic actor. He got it. Like he got everything in his own life and he made everybody happy, but he hanged himself. Oh, and okay. That really like, you know, I always wondered why people go to that extreme.
But see, before you continue, because I see where you're going with this, but you got to understand some people have chemical imbalances in their brain. Are we talking about like when you say happiness, you're talking about like fitness life?
No, not about fitness at all. I'm not talking about fitness.
You and I
life.
Couldn't understand what goes on through a manic depression.
That's why
mind,
I'm saying right? What I'm going by that, bro. It's I'm saying that he made everybody happy around him. He made everything looks from the outside that he's living the best life, but he didn't. And I don't know him, of course, personally, but what I read about him and what I learned is that he never took time for himself and never enjoy his own life, never enjoy things that he make him happy.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Because he was so busy.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah, he was so busy.
I think you're wrong though, because the way his success in comedy and acting and making other people happy was making him happy.
I don't think so.
100% it was.
I don't think him happy, but I don't think that was his.
If he wasn't liking it,
I'm not saying he didn't like it. I'm not saying that doesn't make him happy, but he was so much making time for other people than him.
Well, a lot of people do that with their careers, and a lot of people would even do that in the same aspect of what you're saying in your gym life. You could be training,
but
every
that's
day,
what I'm. Yeah, but that's what I'm going with.
Not
me.
Caring about. Other people.
Yes, but that's also, yeah, and I could be the perfect example as well. I love what I'm doing. This is my life, my passion, but there's things that I learn about myself that it's not only about fitness. It's not only about my
gym. No, it's just because when we're talking about Robin Williams, in my opinion, it's a touchy subject because we're talking about somebody that took his own life.
Yeah.
And the reality is, even if he was giving himself time, let's just say he wasn't just trying to make everybody else happy and win Oscars and be the legend that he is today, mentally, inside, that doesn't mean that because he didn't give himself some time that he wouldn't have offed himself anyway. Pardon my French. It's just, I shouldn't have said that. He wouldn't have taken his own life anyway because that could be a chemical imbalance. When people are manic depressants and clinically diagnosed as depressed, bro, I get depressed, you get depressed, he's been depressed. I go every winter I'm depressed, but it doesn't mean that I'm depressed on a person that has manic depression.
No, but you're clinically depressed. Yeah, but there's something missing in your life.
Wrong.
I think, why?
Something could be missing in your chemical build up that makes you depressed. What are you talking about? Right. I love how you're coming with this because it's inspirational, but people that have bipolar disease, that are depressed, they have...
I understand where you're going.
Depression is a disease. It's not like...
But what I'm going with that, it's people need to start thinking what they make them happy. Like really happiness, not like you... Like, I'll give you an example. You like to be at your restaurant and see people having fun and everything, but this is not what makes you, your soul, happy. What I mean by that is like me, when I learn about myself is like, I like to go walk in the nature. I like to work, like I like to be on my zone. You know what I mean? I like to read books. I like to meditate. I like to just disconnect with my reality. What that makes me happy. That way I can come back to this reality, which is I love, which is, you know, this mm-hmm. is my own, my everyday thing. But that way I can give it more of my 100%. You know what I mean by that?
I totally agree with you. Don't, but don't think I'm disagreeing with what you're trying to say. I'm just disagreeing with like saying like people like Robin Williams or 1,000 other people that I even know that go through clinical depression. Like this is something that they cannot control. And I thought certain people can control it. They cannot control it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
there's no control there. It's like you could like there's people like some people that are super, super depressed and they have serious issues. Mm-hmm. Those issues aren't like, okay, if that person tomorrow found exactly what they love, that they could hop out of that. Some of them it's clinical. That's how do I explain that? That's like if your car is broken, your car is broken.
Yeah.
It has to be fixed before it can, and fixing it doesn't mean just feeling better.
So the opinion is like genetic, right?
Like basically, if the engine is malfunctioning, the only way to fix the drive is to fix the malfunctioned engine.
Okay.
You can't just say, oh, we're going to drive anyway.
Okay. But yeah, no, I get what you mean. But what I'm going by that is I gave him as an example because everybody, well, you didn't know him, but he was from the outside of the picture. He wasn't happy.
Well, look at Jim Carrey, bro.
Yeah, I know. But that's where I'm going. And this is where people need to... Because I think I have, you know, after my video that I post and I got so many messages from people that I thought they were happy. And then they send me so much thank you because they were struggling with their own life because they don't know where they're going or what they really want in life. Mm-hmm. And what I want to go also by that is like people, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you go to work that you don't like or nothing drives you.
Like 85% of people.
Well,
like
because no,
more
yeah.
than 85. No, I think it's like studies.
There's
like
a research they did in the United States in 2018. 78% of the population of the United States are unhappy. By that 78%, why they're unhappy? 83% of these people, because they don't like their job.
Yeah. But that's like a big subject because it goes back to education and I feel like they're rushing people to do a job.
And not just education, it goes back to our fucking system, bro, where like you need
to work.
Yeah,
that's what I mean by education. Paid, it's the whole system.
Or people that just don't know what they really want in life, bro. Me, like you and I probably were blessed
I get what you're saying, right? So it's like, but a lot of people can't obtain what they want in life because of the...
Because they're in a comfort zone. Because they're living in the box and they don't know where they really want.
Yes and no.
No,
I agree with that on this one. Yes and no. It's not only about comfort zone. It's also the fact that, like you said, you don't have time. You're working, so you don't even have time for yourself.
Not even half time.
You don't take the time.
Not even half
well,
time.
Well, you okay? have to take
Theoretically, this. You're a single man. Like, we're young adults that have time, okay? Let's just say you're a 45-year-old guy, 50-year-old guy. Now you got three kids, okay? You have three kids, a wife. And you support this family.
Yeah.
Which is
you can't take the risks.
You cannot be like, hey, you know what? I fucking love, I don't goddamn know, shooting podcasts or da, 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 and then launch that then 100% because it's going to make you happy and stop going to work.
Yes. Okay. But before you get to this situation, you have three kids and a wife.
Find
what you love in life. I'm talking about people younger than us or in our age. Find what you love in your life. I'm telling you, every mornings when you wake up in the morning and you're not, now I'm not saying you're not happy, but you're not driven to whatever you're going to do in your day.
I totally agree with you.
Okay, change it. I really 100%. Believe that. If you go to a work and you go in like you work for the government or whatever position you are, and you're not happy, you can't wait for weekends to come.
Because the
weekend you're gonna go and drink and have one for each friend because you're gonna forget the BS.
And then you depress on Mondays. Yeah,
and you come back Monday and you know those stories that people put on. Oh, is it Friday yet?
Thank God it's Friday.
Monday. No, it's Monday, and then they're saying, is it Friday yet? You know, people look at it, they're like, haha, and then they turn. But just writing, bro, the mind is crazy, bro. The mind is
just
powerful.
Thinking.
Yes, but just also, thinking about the weekend that is coming and it's still Monday. It's because, hey, you have 5 days coming before the weekends. So what are you going to do those 5 days? Just wait till the weekends come and then you can go do whatever, going for dinner. Yeah. I'm not saying this is bad, but you're going to live like that for what? For the rest of your life?
Yeah, some people are, okay, now we're talking about ambition. Some people are happy with what they have. Some people are not.
I don't think they're happy. I'm coming back to the comfort zone.
Some people are scared, but they're comfortable. They don't want more.
People are scared. I'm not saying everybody, but most of the people who are like are in this situation, they're scared to go out of their comfort zone and find what they really love in life. Because you know what I mean? Because they're not ready to face the reality. They're not ready to face their own person. When you look at yourself in the mirror and there's something you don't like in your body, and you're like, you know what? This is who I am. Fuck it. No. And then this is where it comes like depression. This is where it comes anxiety. This is where it comes that you have bad relationship with whoever, your wife or your husband and your family. If you don't love yourself, if you don't love what you're doing, if you don't love your body, if you don't love what you're doing, it's an accumulation of bad, negative thoughts in your week. And then it's going to drive you to depression. It's going to drive you to ending your life that you're like, okay, like time flies.
Yep.
Time flies. If you don't make any action now if you love what you're doing and drive and drives you in and you cannot wait to the Tuesday or Wednesday to make it better of your day because you like what you're doing, then yes, now you're in a good path. But if you live your week for your weekends because that makes you forget what you're doing on your daily basis, there's a problem.
I totally agree with you. But what you're saying right now is great, but like there's how do people, let's talk about solutions, not just the problem.
The solution is
consistency. It's not being motivated, because motivation comes and goes. Being inspired comes and goes. 100%. You could inspire 2,000 people, 3,000 people right now.
You said the right.
And only one or two of them, if you're fucking lucky, are going to pick up and change their life tomorrow.
Yes. Discipline and consistency. This is the key.
Discipline brings discipline, but
consistency. Consistency. Right? Even when you're not being inspired or having motivation is temporary.
It's temporary. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, yeah, especially in business, it's better to think like a marathon instead of thinking like a sprint.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. You have to
feel like you gotta do it all the way. You train every day. And I give them props for that. It's because there's days that when me and you used to fucking hit the gym.
Yeah.
Bro, we were fucking doing great at one point. But the consistency stopped it, right? Even when we did like those days that we said, oh, you know what? Like, A, we had 1,000 things to do when we were going to the gym.
Yeah, but it's still an excuse.
But it's an excuse. Even if you remember how when we used to just show up there.
We used to go at 3-4 in the morning. Get a 40-minute workout.
And consistent discipline.
But now I have a belly, Remy, if you want to get my membership.
And discipline comes to your mindset. If you have the right mindset and you put your priorities on top, and then you're on the right path.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know what I mean? But...
What could we on this show right now? We've talked about that. What should be people's first steps?
Focus
to a consistent, let's just say, regimen of whatever it is that they want to do or pursue, whether it's a business, whether it's hitting the gym, because like that's not easy. Neither of them are easy, right?
But he mentioned it earlier. It's just like a focus. You need to find what you love, and then you align your priorities. Exactly.
I think it's more about,
because if you don't have a clear picture,
you'll never have a clear picture.
The clearer it is, the more chances you have of reaching your goals. In a sense,
yeah.
Like you have to know where you're going,
man.
Otherwise, you just, it's like trying to go somewhere that you don't know without a GPS. You'll never get there, or you might get there in 50 years. Who knows?
Right. Yeah, I also think it's like everybody have bad days. Everybody have bad weeks. Everybody have bad months. People give up quick also. And it's also the same thing for fitness. People go to the gym week one, week two, week three, week four. Now it's a month, 2 months, 3 months. They don't see change, so they quit. It's time. People don't think about that.
It's a human nature.
We
want to get rich. We want to get rich quick. We don't know it's a long
run. Because people live in the present.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They want something. They want it now. And it's like, and you know, what I can do, like comparison, when you go on Amazon and you buy something, you want it now. So I don't care if it's $8 or $10 that I have to pay extra, I'll pay it now and I want it now. Mm-hmm. But the difference between that and the other thing, it's people want fitness now. They want their goals to achieve now. They don't have that patience for, which is the most important thing in your life, but they have no patience also for buying stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So time is so valuable and same thing for me, like by why I'm doing this, all those motivation videos and I'm so blessed and grateful that, you know, since I posted this video, I had like probably 10, 15 people reach out to me. Most of them I don't even know them. And they're like, just say, thank you. Like I needed that today. Reminds me of like, holy, like it's crazy how people just need that small motivation. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, this like, is
well,
like,
yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. And I'm just, you know, and it's, and you're right when you say that it's like a small time of, you know, l'adrenaline, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like it gives you like drive. Like
dopamine.
I'm not trying to argue with anything you're saying, because everything you're saying is 100% accurate, or most of it is. What I'm saying is like,
no.
Most of
so,
it. No. What I'm saying is like, what I find a lot of times, and I don't even like to call your videos like motivational videos, because then that's it's all not. It is, right? Yeah. Because like the motivation part does not cut to the chase. The motivation part is not necessarily what gets you in shape. The motivation part is not, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
That part is like, it's great that you even myself, like I listen to audiobooks. I like mm-hmm. to listen to stuff that motivate me, but 1,000 people, 100,000 people listen to motivational books or listen to audiobooks.
But how many take actions?
Some of them still lying on their couch watching this podcast or the next big podcast or fucking Rogan's podcast. And then they do nothing about it the following day because they go back to their regular lives and they have to pay their bills. You get my point?
100%.
My point is like, what do people got it? Like, what are the steps people actually have to take to achieve the goals that they're thinking they want? Because in my opinion, it's like, you could think you want 1,000 things or you could think you have 1,000 goals. But not knowing, kind of like what you said in terms of like not knowing where you're going with it or not having a clear vision about it, then not being consistent, then not being disciplined and not being okay with failing, because like, bro, man, I'm old enough now. Like I failed 1,000 times.
Bro, and you're young, bro.
No, but what I'm saying is like, I still feel unachieved. I still feel like that. Like I still feel underachieved. I really do.
But you know what? I feel the same, bro. I'm younger than you and I do feel the same. And it's something that people that has achieved success keep mentioning. It doesn't matter. It's not about age, which is...
But those people have the mentality to continue going. And regardless of what the failure is or regardless of what the downfall is, to continue to the next step.
Yeah, because like when you're passionate, you don't... Right?
Some people fail and it was what it was. Yeah. They go back to their regular job if they can even get one now. That's, you know what I mean?
Like, then they didn't find what they actually loved, because if they do something that they love, this...
Yes,
no
but
problem. Like,
people love to collect stamps.
But people
doesn't mean they're gonna be able to make a living off of collecting stamps. Do you know what I mean? Like, well, some people do, but like, there's certain things that some people love to do that they cannot necessarily make. It's like, you know, artists, painters, musicians. How many musicians do we know in just friggin' Ottawa Gatineau? Like, artists that are actually, some of them are very good. That's their passion. Mm-hmm. That's what gets them out. Like myself, it's like, this is one of my passions. Making music is one of my passions. Those things don't bring me revenue.
Yeah, you know, but if you would spend every single, like most of the hours of your day focusing into it, polishing your skill, you might have more chances to achieve success.
Maybe if I lived at home with my parents and I didn't have to pay a mortgage. Maybe if I didn't have a cell phone bill. Maybe if I didn't, you know what I'm saying? Maybe if I didn't have a business. Maybe if I, like there's 1,000 things. Maybe if I didn't have car payments, that's possible, right? So it's like, it's easier said than done is my only argument. I'm not arguing with what you're saying. I think what you're saying is totally correct, because that's the same shit that gets me going. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think the doing it part is what people lack, whether it's fitness or some social thing, like what's it called, some business online.
Yeah.
Like what you're doing now and right now, I've seen a change in yourself, because we were supposed to do that thing a while ago.
Yeah. And I thought about it even a few years ago.
What lacked? Our consistency lacked, not our motivation.
Yes. But it goes back to say exactly what Rami said. Quarantine, I found... how do you say it? Like I actually had time to spend with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had took off social media for a while too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In quarantine, during the quarantine, I actually spent so much time and think about that business.
Thinking.
Yes. And it's funny. It's ironic because what you mentioned is kind of a bit of the money part. If you were at your parents, you would have more chances. I agree and I disagree. It's a bit of an excuse because me for the business, I was most productive and I advanced so much in the short amount of time where I had less money. I didn't have a job, you know, yeah. And I feel like I achieved so much more. And I found if I needed money, I found a way to make money. You know, I found a way to get the money to buy something from the supplier or get stuff ready. So,
yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So it's an excuse, but it's not. I get it. I get what you're saying. And by the way, I get where you're sitting there, Rami. I'm playing tennis, fucking watching
about
a game
what?
Of tennis.
Playing tennis?
Doing neck
I'm what? Yeah.
But no, but I mean, like, also, I think what happened during that quarantine also, and it made both ways. Like, for me, I was, you know, I changed it a little bit before the quarantine, but the quarantine made me realize what I really, like, you know, what I really want in life and who I really
am. Well, what is that? What is that? Elaborate. You haven't even told us what the fuck it is you want to do in life.
So, okay.
What is it?
So what I really want to do in life, it's actually what I just did right now. I honestly love and I swear to God, and I swear, like, you know, since my dad passed away, I think he actually made me realize one thing, which has probably changed my whole entire life, that I was always seeking to that high nightlife, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always, you know, that spotlight,
yeah,
and
yeah.
going out, and
I remember,
you know, and yeah, you know, and,
yeah, it was like 4 months ago.
No,
literally.
But I
mean, pre-COVID. Yeah,
but I wasn't enjoying those little things. So
no, it was pleasure. It wasn't happiness. Exactly.
Yes,
yeah, there
exactly.
you go.
Temporary yeah. pleasure. So for yeah. me, that's why I'm saying pleasure and happiness are completely two different things. Because I've been there, and I thought that the thing I was doing was making me happy, and it was like completely the opposite. Like, I was miserable.
But like
Alex said, it comes to the word fulfillment. Why you feel fulfilled, right?
Like, so exactly.
Those things don't fulfill you. They might yeah. like give you a, it's just like getting drunk, like you're saying. It's like getting drunk, the vibe you get is a, it's not fulfillment. It's a temporary fix.
Correct. But right? But some people do that to for so many bad reasons. To run away from their problems
right.
or from their totally. Reality.
Or, but what do you do? Like, I saw a video on Instagram. It's coming video de motivation.
Like, it's fitness.
Is it the first?
It's fitness.
What's your goal? Like, what?
Honestly, I, like, as I said, since the video that I post Friday, I had.
It was a sick video, by the way.
I had, thank you. I had, and I'm still honestly not in shock, but like. In
high on
emotion,
life. Yeah.
I had like so much love from this video and just the message that I got from people. That the action, just this 2 minutes video that changed their entire day, or they start thinking about what they really want. And one of them, he says, like, I had so much like a bad week and made me realize that, okay, like I gotta wake, like, you know, go back to work and,
yeah.
and do what I really like in life. And even one of them said, you know what, I'm start rethinking I really want.
When you make
and
a positive change in people's lives,
this
feels
and
so good.
When he asked me what I really want, this is actually one of the things that drive me in. It's when I feel that I did an impact on somebody's life. And it's...
Yeah, it's nothing
so
like
that. So they're not like exercise videos. They're motivation videos,
exactly. Right? And I think that fitness also is, it's a really huge part in somebody's life. I think if you have to... I'm not saying to be like, you know, lean or bodybuilding. I just need you need to be concerned about your health. You know what I mean? Some people don't really care about their health or not enough because they don't even see themselves because they live in the moment.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And they always say, oh, I will. You know how many times I hear that? Oh, I will come see you at the gym and get a membership. And I've never seen this person ever, you know what I mean? But I always think like, why? Like, why don't take time to come at the gym just to do a small workout, make you feel better, but you have time to go out. You have time to, you know, spend time with other people that doesn't even allow you to be who you really want. You know what I mean? And that also something that I changed in my life. It's like some people are in that vicious circle that they're not happy, but they're in. You know, guys, what I'm talking about?
To keep themselves
comfort.
In.
No?
It's comfort.
It's yeah, exactly. But it's not only comfort. It's just that they're stuck in this circle, not circle of friends, but circle of lifestyle. that they didn't even want to be there. And I'm talking by my own experience. They don't want to be in this lifestyle, that circle, but they don't know how to get out of it because that's the only thing that they've learned their entire life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they're looking outside of that picture and they need, and like, hey, I wish I can do that. I love to learn another language or something like that, but they never have the time because they're spending that time on other things. You know what I'm saying? Like things that they're not even wanted to do, but they're in that circle. Mm-hmm. So if me, what I, and you ask me about what I really want, it's, this is one of the things that I learned about myself. I like making people happy around me. It's something that I really, really love.
That's what makes you happy.
That's what makes me happy, but right. makes like, I feel good, man. Mm-hmm. Like I feel good doing that. And that's, I'm in actually the best, life zone because of the gym. That way I can see people making progress. You know what I mean? And that.
What's up with your gyms? Huh? What's up with your gym? Are you, what's like your plan gym wise?
So that's another thing.
Let's say if your videos or a public figure, if I may use, goes good, what are you going to do with the gym?
So that's something else that had changed. Like I always thought I'm always going to stay in that industry of the gym because that's drive me in every morning. You know what I mean? But also I learned something else that I love, which is this motivation videos, not just videos, but I would, if honestly, if something that I really want right now, and I'm actually really working on, it's speaker or mm-hmm. yeah. So if I can go in front of 100 people right now and 1,000 people and talk about
life, well, that would, I think that would have to be your next step.
That's what I'm working on. And that video that I post Friday, it's not only have one video and that's it. It's
that was really good.
Like, I'm still working on other videos and I think that I'm talking to so many clients, and even one client, not even from a gym, not a client, but a random person will contact me from Instagram. And he's like, it's crazy. Like he sent me a long ass message about his own life. I don't even know this person. And it made me feel good. I stopped everything that I was doing. I was reading his message. And then when I stopped talking to him, I was thinking, I'm like, wow, like, you know, it's crazy the impact that I did. And it's not like something I'm like, okay. And then I think about something else. I want to keep doing this because it drives me in.
Who filmed that? Yeah. Who filmed it?
His name is Arthur. He's very, very good. Really I can good. Tag him in the video, whatever. He's doing my videos. But this is something that I learned during the quarantine that what I really like to do.
Honestly, I think the lockdown was good for a lot of things.
Good in some ways.
Good for me. It was good. Yeah. Like you did have time to yourself. You did have time to appreciate the people that you didn't get to see.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of good that came out of it.
And
more in tune.
One last thing about that. It's like the decision that we make on a daily basis. It's the decisions that, that we do for ourselves. This is very important because sometimes we let the circumstances. Yes. Make the decisions for us.
Or use them as excuses.
Not even. Because we let people, we let our lifestyle, we let the situation, we let excuses, you're right, but people live in their life like this is how my life is and I cannot
do it. No, you're right. People live like they're gonna live forever.
How about you, Ali, if you had success in your businesses, your bars, I mean your restaurant? And a public figure in a sense.
Public figure?
Yeah. The you podcast. Know, like, huh?
The podcast.
Podcast. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. What is the question?
What would you choose?
Oh, the podcast. Oh, what do you mean? Like, what would I choose from?
Yeah. Like, what's.
It doesn't really matter because all of that, either or is entrepreneurship, right? But do I like talking to people? Do I like.
You love talking.
Yeah. I love talking. I talk a lot of shit. But I also like my own time. You know? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would, if I could do this and pay all my bills with it, that's all I do. That's all I would travel with a suitcase and the gear and go talk to people that are more interesting than you two, you know? So, no, I'm kidding. But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
I'd love to do that. Why not?
And that's it, folks.
No, I'm kidding. We are lacking battery though, guys. All right, we got 16% left. I forgot the charger at the office, so.
Forget a lot of things, your friends. Yeah.
So, what's the next step, Rami?
I was actually thinking about it a month ago.
Because a lockdown might be happening again soon. You understand that, right?
The what?
There might be another lockdown soon. Did you hear?
There will.
I hear a lot of things about that. And yeah, honestly,
there will be.
I don't even watch the news.
Anymore. You do though.
No, I'm not watching the news. No.
You do though.
No.
You sent me the news the other day.
It's not the news.
That's probably Instagram.
I don't watch.
Is it on Instagram?
Just whatever pop on my feed. If I
bro, I've seen you watch the news at home. What are you talking about?
No.
Okay.
When the lockdown happened.
Don't lie,
yeah.
Because you're supposed to motivate these people.
No, when the lockdown. Okay, but who didn't watch the news when the lockdown happened? You want to know what the hell is going on? And no worry, nobody knew what the hell.
I dropped the mixtape, bro. I was like, fuck it. Locked myself in that room over there. No, but a second lockdown might happen.
If it happens, it happens. And then I hope people will take that as a new opportunity.
What I thought was awesome about the lockdown was that you realized the uselessness of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that I learned the most from quarantine. Everybody got some CERB money. Everybody got some sort of government help, right?
Yeah.
But when you realize that it sucks that everything has to cost money. It sucks. Our system, the monetary system, is such a shitty thing that you can't do the things you love because you're always chasing the next buck. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So that's why I have a conflict with what you were saying earlier, is because people that even if you do want to find something you love, most people go into what they love hoping to get some sort of revenue off of it. So if you're an artist, it's you're hoping that somebody's going to buy your paintings. If you're a musician, yes, I do it for the love of music, or I've done it for the love of music for so many years, but wouldn't it be great to get a check? You know what I mean? Or the podcast, or you know what I'm saying? It's everything, yeah. Even you, if what you're doing now with the new stuff, that I think that we should save that for another episode.
Yeah,
talk about exactly about what you're doing. But it's you might love it, but I think what you're more in love with is the fact of being your own boss and being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the passion.
And the passion behind the product. Yeah. But what are you chasing? You're hoping to get something back from it, or you wouldn't be doing it.
Yes.
Let's be fucking frank.
Very true. But the vision I have, like he mentioned, quarantine helped get a clear vision of what I wanted to do. It's not only about the money. It's going to sound very cheesy. It's not about the money. It's as long as it's sustainable and I can bring the vision I have
to life
with this business and to people, to make them more knowledgeable in the subject regarding the business, I would be happy if it's self-sustainable. If the business doesn't cost me anything, I'd be more than happy to do it. And yes, if money comes in, great, that I could reinvest in the business. If I can make it as a living, that would be the perfect plan. But
okay,
but that's what I'm. But I'm absolutely right. That's what I'm saying, because I think you got me wrong. I didn't say that. What I said about happiness, what drives you in? It could be for me, it's waking up in the morning and meditate. What doesn't cost me a shit, and it's not gonna give me any revenue. Working on myself, on my body, it's not gonna cost me anything. I'm not gonna make any money of it. You also you're saying you love to do art and music. Yes, you would like to have some revenue, but
I would like to have some revenue. What I'm saying is, if I decided to give 100% of my time to the things that I love, they better bring me revenue, or I'm gonna be in trouble.
Yes,
you right now are doing your videos. I'm just trying to be rational here.
Yeah.
So you right
now
are doing your videos.
Yeah.
Outside of your gym, that you're already at. Right? Mm-hmm. That you collect revenue from.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you're doing this on the side, right?
Yeah.
So let's just say you had no contact with the gym. You had no, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
It'd be more difficult for you to get the shots that you want, for instance.
But I won't be as happy as I am right now.
Hmm?
I won't be as happy as I am right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's my point though. It's because you have something at your disposal. It's the same as me, for instance, doing this podcast. A lot of people can't go and do a podcast because they've never worked, recorded audio before, or set up microphones, mm-hmm. or edited a video, because I have those things at my disposal. Some people find it harder to do that same thing because they haven't done those little steps to get there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's there. They have to go and get it done and go and learn, you know? I get what you're saying. The bigger picture is you can do some stuff or your passion if you have to chase the next buck, like you mentioned. You have to pay bills, but I think you have to take a risk, right?
But it's this life?
No,
you guys got me wrong.
I understand what you're saying.
No, but then explain.
You talking about, because you're like you're realistic right now. You're feeling like yeah, I have to pay bills. Exactly what you like. This is exactly what you're saying. Like your job needs to at least pay your bills. Mm-hmm. But is this really life? Just work and pay
bills?
No,
that was my point of saying that's what the lockdown made me realize.
Okay, but
that money is really, really just a piece of paper with some writing.
Meanwhile, what I'm talking about people who doesn't know what they want in life, it's because they're just taking whatever they have in their way because they're making money of it, but they're not happy. You understand what I mean? Like, let's say people who works for the government, okay, and they work 9 to 5, totally whatever, and they finish their day at 5.
If it was up to me, I'd just move out of Canada.
And they live and they go home.
Where?
Somewhere. Like, honestly, I'm agreeing with you, but I'm just talking about like because we've heard 1,000 things like what we're talking about right now. This is not the first time. We didn't just come up with this crazy conversation about having like
no way.
You know what I mean?
What?
But like being motivated and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That is, it is easier said than done, right? So it's like, what can be done to keep people on track? What can be done to make you like, bro, even if you think you like something and it's going to bring you that happiness and not just pleasure, how do you know that's what you like?
Because
some people haven't. I'm not talking about me, bro. I'm fucking happy. I do more shit in my day than other people do.
You know how? When you wake up in the morning and you can't wait to do it.
You're doing drugs on the show, bro?
It's not drugs.
Damn it. Fuck.
That's
CBD,
when,
guys.
That's
your research.
That's when you know you're happy. You know, this is your happiness. This is something that drives you in. When you wake up in the morning and you can't wait to do it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
Okay. So when you wake up in the, like people wake up in the morning and they're already like, you know, miserable because they're going to work or doing to whatever they're doing and they're in
so,
the day.
So that's okay. Okay. So let's start with those people. What is your first piece of advice? The Rock Jr. Pebbles. To those people. So they're saying, okay, they're miserable. They got to get up in the morning. They got to go. Now I need something that you could tell those people. That's the first step.
But that's what I'm saying. What do you want? What do you like to do? What do you love? What passion what? You?
Okay. Yeah, but how, beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. They
yes.
know what they like.
Okay.
Now what's the first step? Because they're getting up every morning, going to their miserable job. Do they quit their job?
Quit their job.
Just like that?
No, I'm not. Okay. Well okay, hear me out. Hear me out.
Spontalk
okay,
does not sponsor this video.
Hear me out. Okay, I'm not saying quit your job and then fucking be on debt and that's it. Don't quit your job right away, but write on a piece of paper. Let's say you write on a piece of paper what you want.
Okay.
What do you like to do? Okay. If it's not, what are you doing at work? If it's something that you do on the side, then do it and stay at work. Mm-hmm. Because that, whatever you're doing on the side, will make your day at work, even if you don't like your job,
right,
will make it more productive. You'll be more happy. Even if it's not what you really want to do at work.
No, okay,
you know
agree.
What I mean?
See, yes. We're getting onto something.
What I'm talking about right now, what I'm talking
we're
about.
We're finally getting
okay,
somewhere.
Okay, what I'm talking about right now, okay, it's when you wake up in the morning, okay, you're not doing anything. You take a shower, you grab your coffee, and you go straight to work, okay? You wake up fucking an hour before because you want to stay in bed because you don't want to go to work, but you have to go, and then you go shower, take a coffee, go work, spend your whole freaking day at work. You're miserable. You don't like your boss. You don't like your team.
I don't like this podcast.
Yeah.
I don't like this podcast.
And then you come back home. You had a shitty day, and you know what I mean. And then you grab a glass of wine. You eat bad. You don't go to the gym. You don't take care of yourself. You don't take care of your soul. And then you go sleep. And then it keeps going like that. What I'm saying, okay. And if you have a job in your mind that will give you certain revenue, and this is what your passion, then quit the job that you're doing right now. But if whatever makes you happy, it's not something that will bring you revenue, which is meditation, go to the gym, read books, go for a walk outside, anything, right. Paint, whatever you love to do, listen to podcasts or bro, it could be anything. Start doing this on a daily basis and constantly. Okay, and then your work will be something that now you're gonna love more, but you don't mind to go because you did what you love to do. You took time for yourself.
Right.
People don't take time for themselves, and that's why they're miserable in their life and in their relationship.
No, I agree with you.
You know what I mean? That brings so negative thought on anything else. And I will go back again to the fitness life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying to be lean. I'm not saying to be Miss Universe or whatever. As long as you feel good in yourself. Inside.
Why are you bringing the toilet paper with you?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but this is for everybody watching this and the whole world, whatever. You don't know how to hang up your toilet paper.
No. I do know how to do it. Nobody else does. Listen.
Wait, explain. Wait, you don't put it like this, bro.
Yeah, you do.
No, it goes like this.
No, that's what my sister said too. I don't believe it.
Bro.
No.
Remy, how do you put it?
Okay. Do you want to know the difference?
Okay, so let's say I'm sitting here.
Which it's facing you. So this way or this way?
The other way.
The other way?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Why? Because you guys are all the same.
Okay.
Are you trying to be different?
No, I'm trying to motivate you guys. You could either do exactly what everybody else does, right? Like them.
Bro, it's more convenient.
Don't care. Don't care. It's this? The fact that you guys all do it like that makes me do it the other way, bro.
That's why they'll never remember your name. That's why you always get it wrong.
Anyways, that was a good show, guys, but we're going to have to cut this one short because we are running out of time on the...
What's the percentage? Situation.
9.
That's good. Just still time.
9? Yeah.
Just take time. Okay. Wait.
Whoa. Go ahead.
You said if you could travel, you just take your luggage and go to another country.
I personally.
Where would you move if you could move like that? Where?
Right now?
Yep.
If I can go anywhere?
First country, go.
Don't know. I haven't been to enough countries to know. But I would love to live in like, I don't know.
Costa Rica. Country you'd love to go. Oh, Costa Rica.
Why Costa Rica?
Because it's like, and not Costa Rica like where everybody goes to travel. Like I'd find like a nice secluded area. To be honest, like my dream like house wouldn't be big. Like it'd be no larger than like this condo, even if it was a home, but it'd be all open concept, all glass.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like either on a lake. If it was in Canada, like if it was in this cold ass country of ours, but like if it was here, it'd be like on a lake somewhere, like I don't know, Chelsea, what's it called, Cantley, somewhere like not around here, small place but a lot of green, secluded, you know. But if I had like any option, it would be like somewhere warm because I just can't handle the cold.
Can you imagine how many people they say I wish in their life?
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah,
and imagine how many people
just look at the fountains with all the money, bro.
I know.
That's actually what scares me.
Instead
that's
of saying,
why
I
also
will.
It drive me into whatever the fuck I want to like to do in life, because I don't want to die and say I wish I did that or I wish I've been like that, or you know what I mean. How many people, man, like it's crazy. I wish I can do that or travel or this. Life is short.
You know what
like,
you should do?
It's crazy.
You should create some merch. You should write "I wish" on the shirt, and then put a red line right in between it, and right underneath it, write "I will."
Oh,
and then underneath that, write hashtag Pebbles.
He wants royalties, bro.
And how much you
want. I don't want anything, bro. I don't want anything. It just makes me happy to know that I made a difference in your life.
What?
Just follow me on Snapchat, bro.
We'll see.
You know, I wish. I will.
What? Well, you agree what I like. Let's say by you. Like, what do you... What when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing that you thinking of?
The new vision I have of my business.
See, so
you guys are liars. You guys are liars.
No, I'm not lying, bro. I'm not lying.
That's the first thing you wake up thinking.
Yeah, but we're not all like you, bro. What do you first wake up?
I usually wake up.
I know where you're going. Of course.
You know?
Of course. Say it, bro. Say it.
Yo.
Say it.
But I usually wake up and I'm like, oh, I wish I had something to cuddle right now. I love the conversation we're having, but we have to end it off.
It's okay. We'll keep talking, bro.
So we'll keep talking, but let me end the show.
Just get out of your comfort zone.
3, 2, 1. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week on Tequila and Small Talks.
We'll probably see you in like 3 weeks on Tequila and Small Talks. But I'm just going to give everybody a little heads up. I will be starting a second podcast. So Tequila and Small Talk was with me and Mr. O. St. Cyr, Mr. Ali. And we'll keep that the way it is. It's just I've been having a lot of guests on this podcast, and he's not here as the co-host. So I think that I should create a second one. This was supposed to be the first episode, but the platform is not ready yet, so we're gonna put this one on Tequila Small Talk. And
wait, disclaimer. Next time I shotgun this seat.
Why? You like that seat better?
Wow, bro.
Well, next time it won't be here in the.
If it's, oh, see, if it's right, for the yeah, animal, you right? have another.
It's gonna be a
setup.
Different idea for the setting.
Oh, interesting.
This one is going to probably stay tequila and small talk.
Thank you, Ali, for having us.
No problem. Thank you for coming and thank you for motivating me. I'm going to hang, I'm going to end this podcast and I'm going to do 60 pushups.
Just, you know.
Yeah, a couple deadlifts.
As long as you're happy, brother. If you're happy,
I know. Then. You're right. That's as good. Honest to God, bro, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing and I like it.
Thank you.
I like the video work.
Seriously, thank you. It actually means a lot to me, like coming from people like, you know, mm-hmm. they know me and they've been knowing me since my entire life. And it's really like, you know, we're joking sometimes about it and everything, yeah. but it's something that really makes me happy. And it's like, since Friday, I've been reading the same message of people that is sending me like 10 times because it, you know, it makes me like literally alive.
That's all you really need, right?
And I, as you know, just to finish on that note, like, when I said like whatever drive like drive you in or whatever, I think the perfect word to say is like what makes you alive. What makes you alive? Like what are you
what
doing?
What makes you feel alive?
What makes you feel? Yeah, sorry. What makes you feel alive? What's like, you know, more than makes you happy, what makes you feel alive?
On that note, we're gonna end this, but I feel like a lot of people don't know what makes them feel alive.
Well, I hope they will. And I hope they will achieve it.
So figure it out.
Figure it out, guys, by all right. getting out of your freaking life comfort
short.
Zone.
Yeah, life is big short.
Time. Big time.
So is Timo, but.
Timo, we love you.
Tequila and small talk, y'all. Bye.
Thank you.